Once upon a time, in a land not far away, Santa got word that an important election went astray. Disbelief overwhelmed him, and depression settled in. But his closest elfin friends assured him Christmas would still happen. But it wasn't just Christmas that had Santa concerned. He was genuinely worried that the world might end. And more pettily, he didn't want to be confused for somebody who voted that guy in. Plus, he thought he'd likely retch if he wore a red hat, so Santa got to thinking that he must wear black. So the elves found his classic red Santa garb and took it to the elfin tailors to explain their charge. The tailors first replaced all red fabric with black, but Santa's little helpers had to send it right back. They explained that even the white accents must be racked, for Santa was explicit that he must wear black. While the tailors were sewing, Santa's elves had more things to flag, like the red sleigh, red reins, and the red magic toy bag. So they called upon the help of the full maintenance crew and instructed them all of just what to do. It really was quite simple, as Santa was quite clear, all red must go black, from all clothing to all gear. But off in the shadows, a certain reindeer was concerned. How to deal with his bright red nose had not yet been discerned. So Rudolph closed his eyes and visualized a feat where he could turn his nose from red to something more discreet. And when he opened up his eyes, magic was in the air. He knew his nose was no longer red, but did not know what was now there. When all the finishing touches were finally touched, the elves got Santa to show him in a brisk, joyful rush. Santa's depression quickly lifted, and with a big, jolly laugh, his sadness was released, thanks to his elfin staff. He hugged his elf sisters and brothers in his big, bare arms before asking the trumpeter to blow the special magic horn. Everyone on the North Pole, inside the workshop and out, came rushing in to see what this alert was all about. Then Santa announced with his big booming voice everything that was behind his new aesthetic choice.
This Christmas we will be all cloaked in black, hidden by the darkness as we hand out gifts from our sack. We will continue to do what we always do, as no one can take that from me or from you. We will stay jolly and we will spread joy. We will celebrate as we give out the toys. Most will not see us as we fly through the air, but those with love-filled hearts will know we are still there. The twinkle of my eye will be a star to wish upon, but kind hearts already have the power to take cruelty on. Though wickedness has won all over the world, peace, love, and joy will eternally prevail. We must never give up and must never give in to spite. It will be a happy Christmas and for all a good night.
As the crowd whooped and hollered, Rudolph slowly appeared. Peeking out from behind the other reindeer, he met Santa's eyes just as he had feared. But Santa smiled big and motioned Rudolph to his side, for Rudolph's formerly red nose was now bright blue and much, much bigger sized.